It is 4:17, time for Sarah's Wiki Corner. Hello, Sarah.
Hello.
Hello, what are we learning about today on the Wiki Corner?
Well, today is International Lego Day.
Hey.
Because the patent for the original Lego bricks was filed on this day in 1958.
Look at that. That's wonderful. I love Lego.
When I was a kid, I never had Legos, really. I never really got Legos. Like, I didn't understand. I didn't really ever.
Now they go together to build things?
Yeah. I never really.
Complicated?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I just never really got it, I guess. But they didn't. Now they have those. They have cute ones for girls, like specifically for girls now and stuff. Maybe I would have liked those, but they didn't have those when I was growing up. I don't know.
To do over.
To do over again. So the Lego group began in the workshop of a guy named Ole Kirk Christensen, who was a carpenter from Billund, Denmark, who began making wooden toys in 1932. In 1934, his company came to be called Lego, which is derived from the Danish phrase meaning play well.
Play well.
Yeah. In 1947, Lego expanded to begin producing plastic toys. In 1949, Lego began producing, among other new products, an early version of the now familiar interlocking bricks, calling them automatic binding bricks.
That is catchy. The kids will love that.
By 1951, plastic toys accounted for half of the Lego company's output. But plastic products were not well received by customers initially, who preferred wooden or metal toys. Many of Lego's shipments were returned following poor sales. By 1954, Christensen's son Gottfried had become the junior managing director of the Lego group, and it was his conversation with an overseas buyer that led to the idea of an entire toy system.
I see.
So he saw the immense potential in Lego bricks to become an entire system for creative play. And in 1958, the modern brick design was developed. It had taken 5 years to find the right material for it.
You don't want to rush
plastic
into it.
Right.
Because they're very strong. If you ever stepped on one in the middle of the night, there's no crushing
that thing.
It will crush you.
Yes. So in 1978, Lego produced the first minifigures, which have since become a staple in most sets. And movies, games, competitions, and 6 Legoland amusement parks have been developed under the brand.
I've been to Legoland in Florida.
How was it? Is it cool?
I'm going to be honest with you. Not as cool as I thought it would be.
Yeah.
It kind of looked a little bit run down.
Well, compared to like Disney and Universal and all those other things in Florida.
I thought it could have been cooler.
Yeah.
Sad to say.
Yeah.
Sorry, Lego. I love you, Lego.
Lego pieces of all varieties constitute a universal system. So despite variation in the design and the purposes of individual pieces over the years, each piece remains compatible in some way with existing pieces. So that means that Lego bricks from 1958 still interlock with those made in the current time. That is so cool. I did not realize that.
You still get along.
But that's really
all
cool.
Of them. Yeah.
And Lego sets for young children are compatible with those also made for teenagers. So
that's
you can use them all the time.
But they make the bigger blocks for the little kids. Duplo, I think it is what it is.
Yes.
But they are still, even though they're much bigger, you are still able to interact with the smaller blocks.
Yeah.
As they say for the, really fascinating.
So annual production of Lego bricks averages approximately 36 billion or about 1,140 elements per second.
How many per second?
1,140 per second.
That's a lot. Yeah.
As of July 2015, 600 billion Lego parts had been produced.
Jeez.
According to an article in Business Week in 2006, Lego could be considered the world's number one tire manufacturer.
Yeah, I
heard about this. The factory produces about 306 million small rubber tires a year.
Yeah.
That's a lot of tires.
That's a lot of tires.
Yeah. So in May of 2011.
And they last longer than anybody else's tires, too.
That's true.
I bet you had tires from when they first started making them.
You're right.
They would still be around.
I'm sure. So in May of 2011, Legos went to space on the space shuttle Endeavour. They brought 13 Lego kits to the International Space Station, where astronauts built models to see how they would react in microgravity as a part of the Lego Bricks in Space program.
Can I tell you something? I can't imagine opening one of those bags.
Oh
of
my
little
gosh,
parts
it would just explode.
All
it would just
over the
all
place.
Be floating
like,
everywhere.
I may as well just stop now. Yeah. I'm not going to find these pieces.
Nope. In May of 2013, the largest model ever created was displayed in New York City and was made of over 5 million bricks.
Yeah.
And it was a 1-to-1 scale model of an X-wing spider.
Wow.
5 million bricks.
That's pretty cool. There was the Lego park that I was telling you about in Florida. They had a Ford Explorer that was built out of bricks. Full-size Ford Explorer.
Oh, my gosh. That's crazy.
That was by the bathrooms.
Oh, seems like a good spot for him, for it. So the largest Lego set commercially produced was a minifig scaled edition of the Star Wars Millennium Falcon released in 2017 with 7,541 pieces.
I just saw that at Eastview Mall in the Lego store when I went there a couple of weeks ago. Do you know how much that thing retails for?
I can't even imagine.
Take a guess.
$600.
$800.
Oh, my gosh.
$799 for that. It's pretty... I mean, I'm a Star Wars freak.
7,500
cool.
pieces.
Yeah.
How long would that take you?
Oh, I'd love to build it.
Oh, my gosh. That would take so long.
Yeah, it would. Yeah.
So in 1998, Lego bricks were one of the original inductees into the National Toy Hall of Fame.
Hey, where's that?
Right here, right down the street.
Oh, in Rochester.
Yes.
Okay.
And in February of 2015, Lego replaced Ferrari as Brand Finance's world's most powerful brand.
Sorry, Ferrari. Can you build a Ferrari out of Lego?
You could. I bet somebody has.
You can't build Lego out of a Ferrari.
True.
You picked out a record to go along with Lego, did you?
Yeah, so I thought we would play Brick House by the Commodores.
Because you could build.
That's about all I could build is a house. Yep.
No flowers and trees.
Nope.
Adorable. And now they make Legos all different colors. They used to just be
like the primary colors, basically, yeah.
Interesting. Well, thank you, Sarah.
You're welcome.
Commodores.